Justice Wisconsin, the truth. The most requested advocate in the state. 101.7 FM. The movement continues. Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
Milwaukee, stand up.
It's Tory Lowe, the truth, from one to four. We about that action, so tap in and let's go. We want that justice, we want all the smoke. From Monday through Friday, trying to bring the city hope. Yeah, Tory Lowe, from one to four, Monday through Friday, let's go. We about that action from the block, and we ready, let's go. Tap in, and it ain't no holding back. We ready, we ready.
Truth Nation. Our fourth annual Tory Lowe Community Cleanup is on Saturday, April 12th from 8 a.m. to noon, and we want you to be there. Go to truthcommunitycleanup.com to sign up to volunteer to help keep Milwaukee clean. Everyone who registers for the last cleanup site will get a free lunch provided by Cousin Subs. Register today at truthcommunitycleanup.com to clean and beautify our city together. The Tory Lowe Community Cleanup on Saturday, April 12th from 8 a.m. until noon is presented by 1MKE, We Are 1MKE, and sponsored by Cousin Subs, U.S. Cellular, Landmark Credit Union, Raise Coca-Cola, and Waste Management. Again, welcome back to the Tory Lowe Show. I am your Cousin Sub of the day, sponsored by Cousin Subs. I am the sub today. I'm a sub, and I feel good. You know, I feel like a club. I voted early, so I ain't got to go out there and worry about did I have time to vote today. If you have not voted, it is very, very important. Please do. Take your children with you so they can see the process, so they don't have to grow up talking about, why should I vote? I don't know nobody. You know, teach them the process. That helps. But we had a patient caller holding on the line, and that is Mohammed. Mohammed from Milwaukee. Welcome to Truth 101.7, the Tory Lowe Show. Great afternoon. Love you. Appreciate you. And I appreciate your patience. What's your comment or opinion today?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you very much. First off, I was excited to hear you because yesterday I tuned in and it was baseball. I was like, uh-oh, what's going on here?
Opening day.
But, yeah, I wanted to weigh in on just the politics and what you guys were speaking about. And I think we're missing a major point, which is the fact that we get complacent when we get our visuals. Meaning the identity politics. Yes, we say, oh, we need to focus on this and that, but we get our, you know, we had the first black female sheriff. Oh, that was a monumental. Mm-hmm. And then disappeared, and you realize things in the sheriff's department are still acting as if Clark was there, you know. None of the same thing. We have a black mayor. We have a black county executive. We have a black superintendent and housing authority. And we still are dealing with a lot of the same issues because we're blinded with the identity politics. Like, we need to get to the point to where a good person is a good person. And no matter who, what they look like, what is it, and us following through on that. A lot of us are voting and this and that. And it's not like, you know, even by showing up to the polls and voting correctly and staying in tune, we're still going to get the right outcome, and that's what we're dealing with now.
Mohammed, like, what is following through? Because I just want people to make sure that they understand what is following through, because I have my idea of what following through is, and I want people to be able to hear your idea of what the following through is.
Is after we vote, we're saying, okay, hey, is this, how come we're not hearing about this person? Or how come we're not hearing about that person that we voted for that said that they were going to do this, that, and the other? They almost disappear and out of sight, out of mind, and nobody questions it anywhere. We're looking for what the issue is elsewhere. You know, there's a lot of things that our mayor feel like just act like, oh, I didn't know. I didn't know about the housing authority issue. I didn't know about the superintendent with NPS. I didn't know about how many I didn't knows are we going to be just okay with.
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes voting time, he's going to be expected to get our vote. But we need our mayor to know, to get involved, to get be invested.
And that takes
to be
what?
Up there,
and,
you know.
And that takes
with,
what? That takes what?
It's going to take us speaking in platforms like this.
Mm-hmm.
not being blinded by the identity politics and swayed the way, you know, a lot of it's by design why people are uneducated about certain things. You know, we're the next man up type of thing. How come our local politicians aren't out there speaking on what they're doing, holding each other accountable? Nobody, if somebody holds another politician accountable, then they're an outlier. You know, I've seen them kind of smear kind of exec Clancy, and he's the only one I've seen that kind of will challenge someone. Say, how come this is messed up here?
Right.
Instead of just, oh, we're all at the table together, let's just be quiet and showing courtesy of having each other's back, but that's doing a disservice to the county voters.
All right. Well,
like,
thank
who
you.
Are you really there to represent?
All right. Well, thank you very much for your call and your comment and your opinion. I appreciate that. All right. All right. Again, the line is open, 833-212-1017. That is the Truth Talk text line. If you have a comment or opinion on that, please let us hear from you. I'd love for you to be able to join in on the conversation and the dialogue that is being held on today, because it's not going to just take one person's thoughts and opinions. It's going to take us as a collective. One of the things that, you know, when people talk about, you know, the follow through for me, in my opinion, is when whether it's the mayor, whether it's an alder person, whether it's a county exec, whether it's the sheriff, the police chief, whatever the case may be, senator, state senator, U.S. senators, all of that, Congress people, state representatives. If a person is not properly doing their job, then you got a right to call them. You got a right to connect with them. Also, most of, if not all, because I want to say all, but I always say there's nothing perfect, they do have town hall meetings. They do go to different forums that are being held. Now, if we're not going to those forums to make our voices heard, to say that, well, we're not approving of what you're doing so far. You know, you said you were going to do this, you said you were going to do that, and we're not seeing it over here, we're not seeing it over there. So this is what my follow through and follow up looks like. I see all the time, and you can sign up for e-notify from the government to find out when people talk about, well, I don't know when it is. I don't know this. I don't know that. Why aren't you signing up for that? You done signed up for social media. You done signed up every new platform that come out. You sign up for that. You give away all your rights. They tell you we need permission to listen to your, use your microphone, listen to your phone, go through all your pictures and videos, and you click, I agree. But then say that other people ain't doing their part. Listen. You have to end up doing the follow through and the follow up. You have to end up taking that opportunity when these people are out and doing their different town hall meetings, or if they're attending a community meeting, because you got a community to say, hey, we're going to bring the alder person there. We're going to bring the mayor there. We're going to bring the county exec there. We're going to bring whoever the people are, even for some of the companies and organizations. Oh, we got somebody from We Energies that's going to be there. And you got all these problems. We got somebody from DPW that's going to be there. So show up. Show up. And not just the usual suspects. The problem that I have is it's usually, unfortunately, the usual suspects that show up. And we always going to end up being there. But then we're trying to represent for a bunch of people that say that they're sick and tired and they're frustrated about this and they're frustrated about that, but then they don't show up. And it's amazing. Ben, you hear me? It's amazing. So, you know, we have a lot of issues, but some of the simple things that we have a right to do, we don't do, Ben. But yet we still got to complain. And talking about, man, they ain't doing nothing. Are we doing our part? Let's see. Yeah, we're going to go to the lines right now. We got White Widow on the line. White Widow from Milwaukee. Great afternoon. Love you. Appreciate you. What's your thoughts, comments, or opinions on this particular situation?
Thank you, sir. It was wonderful meeting you at the gathering.
Absolutely.
It was wonderful. I just want to say that, you know, let's be real and let's be honest. This is the truth. 29% of the people said that they have faith in the Democratic Party, according to CNN. NBC said 29%, 27 and 20. You know, the average person out here has left the Democrats. This is not to say that we support Trump, but, you know, the platforms of black radio stations should be used instead of going with the losing team. You know, Jeffers, the head of Democratic Party, after Trump came and slammed, he didn't say nothing. He said, well, we're going to choose our battles wisely. Now they're up at Keystone Cop in Washington because they want to get rid of Schumer, and he won't go like a Pelosi. So let's, you know, I don't know, this whole thing about pushing the Democratic platform and misinformation on some of the shows, it's kind of sad. But nevertheless, you know, David Crawley was on there pandering to the Democrats, and it's too bad that he isn't involved or giving us an update on his perspective on what's going on at our schools with the lead. I was with a couple who bought a house 4 years ago. 6 feet of the patio wood was lead. It had to be taken off, sanded down, and painted. I did it. And the fact of the matter, in the factories, you can't have the lead exposure that they're exposing our children. In the beginning with Trowbridge, they said we're going to be deep cleaning. You can't deep clean lead contaminants. They said it was a dust. Well, is it coming from the ventilation? Because unless you're disturbing lead paint in the schools by deboring or grinding, how do you get the dust? Now, I went with talked to a guy at the health department. He said MPS gave us an option. Either they get rid of it, abatement, or just refurbish the schools. Now Madison's health department saying, what's going on? MPS is saying, well, it's staffing. We look like clowns in Milwaukee. And so that's why Madison is not sympathetic to our programs. It's not sympathetic to the fact of the matter is that when we got these clowns running the show. I don't know. Am I already off?
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you. Thank you very much for your comment, White
Widow. Yeah, may I say one more thing? I'm running for county executive next year. I just did a trial for unlawful eviction. It was 3 hearings.
Okay.
It was a conference schedule with the judge. The trial was to last 1 hour. It lasted 2.5 hours.
I gotta take care of my bills, but I appreciate you, White Widow. Again, the number to call in, 833-212-1017. I've got to get ready to take care of some bills. You are listening to the Tory Lowe Show. I am your cousin sub of the day. I am a sub today, sponsored by Cousin Subs. We're going to take care of some bills and we'll be black.
Don't touch that dial. The Tory Lowe Show will be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to The Tory Lowe Show on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Right there, but I had a little treat myself bad because you never could have. And ever since, I chose to stay true. Say, motherfucker, me, no, motherfucker, you. You couldn't trust me, I couldn't trust you, but you never should have. And now I'm here, and you're sitting there cold stairs, wishing we
Homer Blow, the legendary Homer Blow. Welcome, Black, to the Tory Lowe Show. I am your cousin sub of the day. I am subbing for Tory Lowe, sponsored by Cousin Sub. We are inside the American Family Insurance Studio at the Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee. Lines are open, 833-212-1017. Shout out to everybody who's commenting and saying what's up on the YouTube page. I see you. I appreciate you. Love you. Thanks for your support. So, moving in some different directions here, you know, of course, make sure you vote. Make sure you vote. Today is an election day. Polls are open until 8 p.m. So even if you get off 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, still got time to get to the polls and vote. I early voted, so, you know, that way I didn't have to go through it. A lot of times I go on the day of the election, but there are times that I choose to early vote. So hashtag that part, hashtag facts. One or the other topics and subjects that I wanted to talk about and get your thoughts, comments, and opinions. I definitely also want to hear Benjamin, who's holding it down Because it's what, Ben?
Amazing.
Hashtag that part, hashtag facts. Teens slash adults. How long will we keep saying they just made a mistake? So, and where I'm going with this is, like, we see a lot of teens that are doing crazy stuff. We see what I call Toys R Us adults out here doing crazy stuff. And sometimes when I hear about the teens or the children that are doing it, people be like, well, you know, they're young, you know, people going to make mistakes. My thing is, how long we going to keep just saying they made a mistake? I mean, how many mistakes do they get before we need to start taking more serious action about what they're doing? And that, because that's with anything in life, in my opinion. I can tell you that, you know what, I made a mistake. First time, okay, I get it. I get it. Because we're human and nobody is perfect, so we're going to make mistakes. I get it. So now you make that same mistake again. Now, for me, I'm frustrated. I'm frustrated because, you know, we went through this after you made the original mistake. So now you're making the mistake again. Okay, I'm going to try to go on and, you know, against my better judgment, I'm going to be like, okay, let's give it another opportunity. Let's give it another chance. Now you done made mistake number three, mistake number four. How many do you get to make before we have to take more, you know, aggressive actions as it relates to your behavioral patterns and the disrespect and all of that? Like, and I go into saying that there are children and teens, because some of them are not even just preteens. They in the 9, 10, 11-year-old bracket, and they're steadily getting into these cars, and they have been in several police chases and pursuits. They done crashed and stole several vehicles. How long do we just get to say that, you know what, they kids, man. They kids. They teen, you know. Y'all act like we didn't make no mistakes. How many before some action needs to be taken? How long do we just give people a pass, whether they're an adult or whether they're a teen or younger than that? How many mistakes, you know, like, before we say, no, it ain't that simple. We're not going to just keep taking that. Ben, what is your thoughts, man, on that before we go to the phone lines?
Honestly, personally, I'm not going to lie to you, Homer. I think we should go to the phone lines. I think this caller has something really unique to say.
Okay, well, then I'll go to the phone line and get the uniqueness of Rick. Rick, great afternoon. I love you. I appreciate you. Welcome to the Tory Lowe Show. I am your cousin sub of the day. I'm subbing for Tory Lowe. So welcome, bro. What is your thoughts, comments, or opinions?
Good afternoon, cousin.
Hey, man, what's happening with you? I'm subbing.
Yeah, you talking about mistakes. I mean, you know, what did Donald Trump do when he called that lady, whatever name he called her? Isn't that slander?
Yeah. And all kind of stuff, yeah. He done a lot, in my opinion.
Yeah, all kind of stuff, huh?
Yep.
So did he make a mistake? Is he going to get a pass?
If we don't go and vote, like, we let him come in, and we knew that a lot of those mistakes happened, and we still let him get a pass.
Yeah, well, they did. I didn't vote for him.
I didn't, you know, I'm just saying, I didn't either. But you're saying, so I'm just answering your question.
All right. Have a good afternoon.
All right, you too. That wasn't that amazing.
Man, you give people some time and they talk about how prolific and profound their thoughts is about to be.
Sheesh. You're going to learn today. I'm just saying what we're not going to do. But the lines are open, 833-212-1017.
Now, it is so crazy, though, Homer, because, again, I personally, I'm not going to lie to you. I didn't think of this election being that important. I really didn't. I was like, it's about to be a Supreme Court justice, about to be the judge, Supreme Court justice for Wisconsin. What does that matter? Honestly, it wasn't until I watched Elon Musk come to Green Bay and he did his speech giving out the $1 million and him basically going and being so braggadocious in regards to how important this election was for the entire agenda of Project 2025 or even Elon Musk agenda, whatever he's trying to do with the United States that's how important this election is for the overall idea of what they got going on. So I was like, dang, this election is really that important. So I had to go down a rabbit hole, so to speak, and actually understand, you know, man, the Wisconsin Supreme Court justice, what they will do in regards to whether we get Brad Schimmel or whether we get Susan Crawford. Ultimately, when it comes down to the House of Congress and all these other ideas that they're going to be passing, they're going to need the Wisconsin State Supreme Court justice to pass a lot of these plans that they have online. And it made me think, though. It made me really think. It was like, you know what? If Elon Musk is out here trying to buy your vote, if he's out here trying to buy your vote with $1 million or $100, or some people say $20, you can, you know, post a few pictures of Brad Schimmel's signage outside, and you do a whole bunch of them, you can get like $1,000 a day. It made me realize that, like, you know what? Maybe the system isn't rigged. You know, maybe the system isn't rigged. Maybe, you know, they try to tell us the system is rigged, so it discourages us from going out and voting. You know, because if we are discouraged from going out voting, well, hell, you know, the other side, if they got more active members than you, then whatever their agendas they want to pass are going to get passed. I thoroughly believe that, you know, when it comes down to even Donald Trump being the president right now, the reason he is president is because we didn't have too many people actually participating. I think what really won was the fact that voters were fatigued. They were like, you know what, I'm going to sit out of this election. I really don't believe in any party, and I don't think either party did a good job of really boosting people up and getting Americans active to go out and vote. And that's where Donald Trump, I think, hit us at, and that's why he ended up winning. You know, but understand that your vote does matter, and it is powerful. So ultimately, like I said before, I'm going to go out and vote today after I get off of work. Actually, after I get done producing this show.
That part. Yeah. Listen, man. Now that. Was amazing.
You know, I had to have a self-realization because,
yeah, man.
You know, because again,
that's it, bro.
That's what it comes down to, man. We really got to understand the importance of who we are and the importance of our vote. Again, if Elon Musk is out here trying to buy you and make certain that you vote for his party, well, then hell, he can't be the person rigging the election, then, right? Like, if he could, he would just go ahead and rig it all over again, and everything would go in his favor. Especially since all he would have to do now is focus in on the state of Wisconsin.
Yep.
So
third term,
you know, yeah. Hey, and that third term is definitely they flirt with the
man,
idea
listen,
right now.
Man, listen.
It's possible though. It's
very possible, and it would be relatively easy for him to do. Put J.D. Vance at the head of the ticket. He becomes the VP on the ticket. J.D. Vance all of a sudden says, "I have to step down," and guess who's black?
There it is.
It's that simple. Got to take care of some bills. The number to call in, 833-212-1017. Also, you can hit us up on the True Talk text line with that same number. Stream us live on YouTube or X at 1017 The Truth. While you're there, make sure you hit that like and subscribe button. I got to take care of some bills. I am your cousin sub of the day. I'm a sub. I be subbing. Yay. I'm just saying, sponsored by Cousin Subs. We'll be black with more of the Tory Lowe Show on the other side.
The Tory Lowe Show returns after this on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. More of the Tory Lowe Show is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Riding in the Rego, trying to stay legal. My daughter found Nemo, I found a new primo. Yeah, you know how we do it for the people and the struggle of the brothers and the folks. The lovers of the dope, experiment to discover hope, scuffle for notes. The rougher I wrote, times was harder. Went from rock starter to the voice of a martyr. Why white folk focus on dogs and yoga? My people on the low end trying to ball and get over. Lyrics are like liquor for the
man is jamming. Welcome, Black, to the Tory Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth. I am your cousin sub of the day. Put me in, team. I'm here. I'm your sub for today. Hold it down for Tory Lowe, again, sponsored by Cousin Subs. We are in the American Family Insurance Studio in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, inside the Avenue, of course. The lines are open, 833-212-1017. And my thing that I'm talking about now, and it's going to be combined with a few other things, teens/adults, how long will we keep saying they just made a mistake? When do we expect them to be held accountable for these mistakes? Because I just keep hearing when we hear about, like even with the ruthless homicide that took place at the gas station on 23rd and Fond du Lac here in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, Gig's gas station. And the teens came in and ended up stealing a bunch of things out of there. Did the gas station owner or the employee end up saying, stop, get out of here, don't do that? No, they didn't do that. And the 46 to 47-year-old man that ended up losing his life, he didn't, once they ended up going out after they had stole some stuff and dropped some of their spoils, so they were outside, and then he came out and started trying to pick up some of the things that were strewn around. You get what I'm saying? That was strewn around, and they come back in the door and just shoot him. They don't be like, you know, he didn't say, hey, y'all stay out of here. None of that was said. It's all on video. It has audio. None of that was said, and he lost his life. So it's like, how are we going to protect those type of individuals who, again, I don't think it was their first rodeo, so to speak. I think that this is something that they do commonly, unfortunately. I wish that it wouldn't be true, but I got to say that I believe that this ain't the first time that they done something like that. It may be the first time that they murdered somebody, might, or shot somebody, might. So I'm just saying, how long are we supposed to look at some of these things as, oh, man, they just, you know, they don't know no better. And how long do we keep saying that after they continue, when we see even investigative news reports talking about this person has had infractions, over 16 infractions. This person has had that, whether it's a teen, whether it's an adult, Toys R Us adult, I call them. You know, how many passes are they supposed to get, and when should they be held accountable for these quote-unquote mistakes, these quote-unquote, we all did something when we was coming up. We all made mistakes when we was coming up. But how many mistakes are you supposed to get and we supposed to just keep looking at it because you're young? You know, they don't know no better. They knew to put a damn mask on. They knew to run after they done it. So I don't buy the they don't know. Because they didn't stay there and say, hey, yeah, and I just murdered this man at this gas station that worked there, and he hadn't done anything to us. So, yeah, why are these passes being given, and how long are we supposed to do that? I mean, just how long? How long before they have to understand it's cause and effect? You keep making some of these mistakes, as you may want to call them. I don't think. And unless it was truly accidental, that killing somebody is a mistake. I don't think that's a mistake. I think that's a choice that some of these people are making. You know, so I don't want it to get confused with somebody be like, oh, it really did happen accidentally, this, that, and the other. No, I'm talking about these things are on purpose. They pulling these guns out on people on purpose to terrify them, to make them give whatever they are saying that they want from these people. So, I mean, just how many passes, how many mistakes do they get to make before we have to say, look, something got to give. And they being ruthless and heartless out here with a lot of these crimes that are taking place. So how long do we give them a pass, people? How long? I need to know. I need to know, because I know that my tolerance level is low. I understand. Making a mistake, okay, gotcha. Make another mistake. You'd have frustrated me now, but okay, I get it. Now you got mistake 3, 4, 5, 6. Not for me. Ben, what about you? What is your thoughts, man? Like, I mean, like, for real, like, how many passes are we supposed to give and just say, well, it's because they're young. You know what I'm saying? They ain't had nobody to teach them this. Or, you know, how long do we accept that? To where they don't have to, they feel like they don't have to take no accountability, because that A word, they feel like they don't have to accept any of their accountability, even though they hit somebody's car, that person upside down, they hurt, got injuries that they got to deal with now for the rest of their life. Some of them may actually lose their life, but they out hobbling away and going and getting to a new Stoli.
Mm-hmm. You know what, Homer? It is crazy. Because at the end of the day, you know, I believe that people need to be accountable for their actions. No matter, you know, how old or young you are, you should be held accountable, you know. But at the same time, you know, if we're going to hold the children accountable for stealing a car or shooting a gun, whatever it may be, we also got to get to the root cause of it, though, right? We have to look back at the families who these children may be coming from, you know, and look inside the households and see how that is, because that type of stuff isn't normal. You know, it's not normal to wake up one day and want to go out and steal a car. It's not normal to wake up one day and be like, you know what, I'm going to go ahead and pull a gun on somebody and shoot them and possibly take their money. It's not normal. So it's one of these things where we have to uproot this madness that has been, you know, daunted and put upon our society, you know, put up on our children, put up on our culture, you know, and we have to get to the root cause of it, because until the root cause is actually uprooted up out of our communities, it's going to continue to perpetuate, it's going to continue to go on, it's going to grow, you know, and I think that's what we've seen. We've seen what the crack epidemic had did to us in the 90s. Now here it is the crackheads' babies. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, they out here ripping and running the streets.
Crackhead babies have grown up.
Yeah, they've had children, right? So they're out here ripping and running the streets. And what we've seen is, you know, just the disassembly of the black family, right? We've seen the whole entire family structure break down to where now these individuals out here stealing cars or shooting people feel as if they are just an individual, and they don't feel as if they are a part of a community.
But do we let them just keep doing it? So my thing do we let them keep doing it, because it's continuing to happen?
Well, we don't
we don't know their home life.
Yeah, we don't allow them to keep on going out there and you know, purging our streets.
What do we do?
However, you know, there has to be some kind of system in place for those things to be, like I said before, be uprooted. Because again, you know, sure, we go ahead and stop one, we stop two, we stop 10. But if the idea is still out here permeating the streets, it's not going to stop anything. You know, that was one of the reasons why, you know, Kia had such a big backlash, right? Because then now, oh, sure, Milwaukee was stealing a whole bunch of Kias at one point in time. Now the idea of Kias being stolen had grown to the entire nation. The idea had spread. The idea became the contagion. So what do we do then? Do we uproot the idea? How do we do that? You know, I mean, it's literally it is a domino effect, but it's almost a non-ending cycle, because ultimately we're always going to be fighting between the idea of good and evil.
Accountability,
you know?
There is accountability. But it's really not.
But they're not going to be accountable for still doing something bad.
Listen, but they're not. They're going to the juvenile detention center and being released. And they get on their social media platforms and say, I'm riding again in another Stoli. I'm riding again in another Stoli. So I'm saying that the accountability part, we still going through it because they keep getting released. And some of the Toys R Us adults, and that can be a 20, 30, 40, 50-something-year-old person that are doing the same things that you would expect some of our youth to do and make the same mistakes. So my thing is, if we don't start holding people accountable, whether it's not only the child, but it's the household, it's the people that are allowing these things, we have to be able to contain it and then start dealing. Because you're talking about something that's going to take time, but we're having people that are losing 4-year-olds and 5-year-olds
right now.
All that right now.
It's happening
so
right now.
Right now.
So let me ask you this then, Homer.
Before we take our break.
Right. So if somebody goes and does these things, you know, commits a crime, kills somebody's son, or steals a car, whatever crime it may be, should they just immediately go to prison? We lock them up until we figure out the idea or figure out an answer for the solution? You know what I'm saying?
You got to sit them down. You got to sit them down. Because like I say, when there are problems that are happening in other real life,
okay,
like, you know what? We're gonna table it. We gotta sit this over here. We're gonna figure this out. But right now, sit your ass down. You gotta sit down. I know we gotta get ready to take care of some bills, but Moriam M said at my job, there are mistakes that can cost me my job and livelihood. And there are some countries where you commit a crime, you lose your hand. Right, and legs and all kind of other limbs. Christopher Giles said, is it a mistake when law enforcement constantly slay unarmed black men? How many of our black lives have to lose due to their so-called mistakes? And again, accountability, that's my word. We got to get ready to take care of some bills. Again, the lines are open, 833-212-1017, 833-212-1017. You can stream us live on YouTube. Hit us up on the Talk Text line. And while you're at our YouTube or X page, make sure you like and subscribe. I am your cousin sub of the day. I be subbing a yay, yay for Tory Lowe. I'll be black after we take care of some bills. The legendary Home Blow.
The Tory Lowe Show returns after this on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. More of The Tory Lowe Show is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Welcome black to the truth. Of course, it is the Tory Lowe Show. Home of Blow, legendary Home of Blow. I am your cousin sub of the day. I'm your captain now for today. I am your sub. You like a club sub? I am a club sub. Sponsored and brought to you by Cousin Subs. I need to get ready to go to the phone lines. Of course, I appreciate everybody who is logging on, watching us on YouTube, and of course, those who are hitting up the Truth Talk text line, and of course, our phone line. So we're going to Marlon first. Marlon from Milwaukee, you are on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. What's your comment or opinion?
Hey, how you guys doing?
I'm blessed.
I guess, you know, it's the question that you're kind of asking is, how do you change these kids' mindsets, right? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'm a probation agent. But I don't do juveniles, but I talk to the juvenile, probation agents, and these kids know what they can and cannot get away with. They know if they go to DT, it's not going to be that big of a deal. Mm. They know if they do a certain amount of things, they're only going to get a couple months, or they may get a slap on the wrist. So how do you change somebody's mindset? How do you change, you know, the desire to be wanted? It's almost, some of these kids, it's almost like the gang mentality, because they're not getting the love or support or thought process at home. They start hanging with their boys on the street. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So I think there's a bigger thing at play, and it's how do we get these kids to feel accepted in their homes or in their lives or at school so that they don't have to go to the street and be with their boys to do all the nonsense. You know what I mean? I try to look at things a little bit differently, because we can't just say keep locking them up. You know what I mean? Because then everybody talks about how their taxes go up. And we don't have enough space now. We don't have enough space now. So if we don't have enough space now in prisons and stuff, why would we put more people in prisons? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I think I just read the other day Wisconsin's Department of Corrections is only supposed to hold like 18,000 people, and we got 22,000 people in there. So we don't have enough space and room. And if all we're going to do is just...
Destination is on your right.
If all we're going to do
don't
is
get lost,
just,
bro. Don't get lost, Marlon. No, don't get lost. I hear your GPS.
Yeah. So if all we're going to do is just lock them up and throw away the key, how are they going to get any better? These 15, 14, 15, 16, 17-year-olds are now going to be 25, 26, 27 years old doing the exact same thing. So we got to figure out a way to get to them to change their mind. How do we do that? That is the question. And I think that's the thing that everybody's trying to get to, is how do we get to these kids to change their thought processes and change how they do things, because we need to change them now, because they're only going to become old men doing the same stuff.
All right. Thank you very much, Marlon. I appreciate your call.
Take care.
All right. Yeah, I got some thoughts and ideas and solutions on that, too. But we're going to go to Brother Love. Brother Love, welcome to the Tory Lowe Show. Great afternoon. I love you. I appreciate you. What's your thoughts, comments, or opinions?
Hey, man. Say, man, I am the legendary Home of Blues.
Yes, sir.
I love you when you say that, man.
Thank you,
man.
Thank you. I love you more, bro.
Yes. Yes, sir, man. And Home of Blow, you one of the few people I respect your political philosophy and ideas. And I think Home of Blow, when you coming home, a young man that's 14, 15 coming home, and you're hearing your mother constantly disrespecting your father, even if he's in prison or if he's dead, if a young man is coming home and constantly hearing that, you know what I'm saying? He 9 times out of 10, he's going to be like, okay, I'm going to go out there and disrespect another man. So I think and who is his mother? His mother, the black woman, is his mother. So if the black woman does not develop and come to understand some type of mature and sincere political philosophy that she can teach these kids, we're going to have chaos. What the black young men going to start doing? They're going to say, "Hey, we should have stopped doing that to each other. We should have start doing these to people that's in power, that has money, and that can affect and change our situation." They're going to start hurting other people in society, not just poor people. So I think we need to stop it, and I think that we need to and the black women need to develop a more of a political philosophy that she can teach these young men to say, "Hey, stop going out there and hurting people. Stop disrespecting your father." But that's not going to change because he constantly hears her hating his father. So now he's going to hate his father, he's going to hate himself, and he's going to take it out on me and somebody else. And God bless you, brother. That's my thoughts, and
all
God
right,
bless.
Brother Love, I love you, man. I appreciate
okay.
you. Thanks for your
love
call.
Love you, too.
All right, this got to be the one. This got to be my brother. I can't wait to hear his thoughts and opinions on this. But let me read a YouTube comment before I go to Al, the 69 guy. Mariam M said the worst part of it is that they do it in the same community they know is struggling and is going through a lot of hardship, yet they still do not care. I would love for them to do it in the suburbs. Saying that part, it's not right either way though, but I get it. I understand. Al, the 69 guy, great afternoon. I love you. I appreciate you. What's your thoughts, comments, and opinions today?
Well, my comments is we got to stop making excuses, and maybe men need to stop going in raw if they know they ain't going to be there. I also feel like these mothers, you give your kids too much leeway. You're not running your house right. You get that broomstick, that 2x4, or you get that belt with that olive oil, and you go from the crack of his head down to your baby toe. Because you brought him in his world, and if he don't respect you, you take your respect. Because if you get in the situation, he's calling you. He's not calling his daddy. He's not calling Jesus. He's calling you. It's your ground, your rules. Stop getting high with your kids. Stop allowing your kids bring stolen stuff to your house. The old wise saying, if I didn't buy it, you don't touch it. So what the hell is the problem? And let's stop using lead laterals and all this other nonsense for kids being stupid. These kids are doing grown stuff. They are not little kids. They're doing grown stuff. But for some reason in our community, we got to take a loss. But what's going to happen is if I got to take a loss, you're going to take a loss. Because sick and tired of getting sick and tired, and some of these seniors want your kids to come back, and some of y'all do not have an insurance policy. So wise up. You better drag him out that bed butt naked and hit him with that broom, because he's going to learn one way or another, because the white man going to do it even worse. And that white man might molest your kids and put them on the street. Have a good day.
Al the 69 guy. Damn! I'm just saying. hey, I appreciate the call. Let me get ready to take another call before it's time to go to the break. Again, we got Larry. Larry, great afternoon. I love you. I appreciate you. Welcome to the Tory Lowe Show. What's your thoughts, comments, and opinions?
Appreciate it. Thank you for having me. I just want to say all the fathers out there, man, we got to get back in the baby's lives. I know, contrary to popular belief, you know, we like to think the child is the mother's child, but guess what? That child was already living. It wasn't breathing. I couldn't touch it or see it, but it was already living inside of me before I put it in you. So we're going to have to step up and take back control, because they done had control for the last 30 years, and we see where we at. All right.
All right. Appreciate you, Larry. On the YouTube page, let's see, we got Curly Q said there will be a completely different outcome if this happens in the burbs. Right. Accountability will happen. Curly Q said, yeah, my mama would flip out if stuff she didn't buy ended up on the house We had an interrogation for every unaccounted for item. Tamisha Gilbert, great afternoon. Love you. Appreciate you. Said Al summed it all up in a nutshell. Literally. Got to get ready to take care of some bills. Hashtag that part. Hashtag facts. Again, the number to call in, 833-212-1017. Hit us up. Check us out on YouTube and X at 1017 The Truth. Make sure you hit that like and subscribe button. I am your cousin sub of the day. Put me in, coach. I'm subbing for Tory Lowe. I got to take care of some bills. We'll be black.